is. He's back once again. Here he is. It's Shay.
Good morning, Shay.
Good morning, John.
How are you this morning? I got a bit soaked walking to the studio this morning.
Really?
Yeah, it's raining.
It was raining here in Leatherhead last night.
Yeah, it was. We're woken up by storms and all sorts of things.
I had to drive back in it last night. Yeah. Oh. I was coming back from Alderton.
How are you, Ashley?
I'm okay, apart from driving in very heavy torrential rain last night. Coming back from my friends in Alderton, it was pretty bad, I tell you.
Yeah, the windscreen wipers on full pelt, and that's not enough. It's not clear.
There was flooding on the M25.
Yeah,
so you're
not good.
So you're helping John out this morning, actually.
It seems that way, yes, yeah. I think so.
Yeah, there you go. And we're all just enjoying my singing in the shower.
That's debatable.
I think we should have. Is that you're a man of a good taste, Shay?
I think we should hear a clip of that, don't you?
I think we should. I think we should. I think you can give me your verdict.
Please,
be the Simon Cowell.
I'm closing my ears now.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Right. If you're easily offended, cover your ears for 25 seconds. Let's do this.
I used to think maybe you love me, but now I know it's true, and I don't want to spend my whole life just waiting for you. Now I don't want you back for the weekend, not back for the day.
I mean,
Simon Cowell's ringing, by the way. Look, your phone's ringing. Simon Cowell wants you.
I think he might give me a recording deal. What do you reckon, Shay? I mean, what are your thoughts, Shay? Yeah.
Well, John, you did give it a good go, my friend.
That's very diplomatic. I mean, I was going to release an album and give it to you for Christmas, Shay.
Release an album and give me it as a Christmas present.
Yeah.
That'd be good, wouldn't it?
That's what I call complete bleep.
I'll tell you what though, John, I'd rather be listening to Pink and Perky than you singing in the shower.
Oh, okay. But people, I'm asking our listeners this morning, if you want to get in touch and let me know what you think I'm singing, if you can work it out. I might play it again later. 01483 485 265 or email studio@radiowoken.co.uk. So Shay, how's life in Leatherhead been treating you this week?
Oh, it's been very quiet as usual, still, keeping away from the kebab shop.
Oh, you're managing?
Yeah.
Staying away from the kebab shop? I like that. That's good.
So I went out with a friend of mine that went for a little drink last night with a friend of mine. So we went out last night. We just had a general drink, had a bit of a catch-up.
Was that down the Wetherspoons by any chance?
No, it was one of the other pubs. It was one of the... we went to the... we went to the Penny Black. It was a bit too noisy in there. And then we went up to the Duke's Head, which is a pub near Wetherspoons.
Okay. And I know that Leatherhead, knowing Leatherhead quite well, the kebab shop's kind of the other way. So you kind of went on a pub crawl away from the kebab shop.
Yeah, went the pub crawl, yeah.
Oh, there you go.
I thought, well, it's a weekend, you know.
Yeah. And you're awake at 10 o'clock. Well, you had an extra hour in bed. I mean, did you remember to change all the clocks? Did you put the clocks back, or have you got one that's kind of like still needs to be changed?
I've got like various clocks that, you know, put itself back, you know.
Yeah.
Just a general reminder. Don't forget to put your clocks back, because as John said, it's not 3 minutes past 10. It is
8 minutes past 10. Not 8 minutes past 11.
Right, yeah. That's it, yeah. I know news, you sort of said.
I get very confused. I always remember my aunt, whenever we change the clocks in this time of year, obviously if you get it wrong, you turn up early, so everyone thinks you're super organised. So my aunt, bless her, she turned off for church an hour early and was saying, there's no one here, what's going on? It's like, the clock's changed.
I had a problem this morning, actually. I woke up quite early for some strange reason and looked at my watch and I thought, okay, it's 7:05. And I then went, Alexa, what time is it? It said 5:05. I was like, what? My solar-powered watch hadn't reset itself.
Oh, okay.
Not so good. And it was 2 hours ahead, rather than one, which is strange.
How'd that happen?
No idea.
This is the thing. I think it's good they do it on a Sunday, because most people don't do that much on Sunday. But if they did it, imagine if they did it on a Monday morning, it'd be all over the place, wouldn't you?
I'm sorry I'm late this morning. My clock was 1 hour forward.
No, you'd be early, wouldn't you?
You'd be really early.
They
think you got out of the bed on one side.
It'd be nicer if they had the time sort of stay it as it is, because they did try that for a while, didn't they?
Yeah, I think it comes down to, like, you know, school kids and stuff coming out of a school and getting home in the daylight. I think that's probably something to do with
well,
it.
It's but, a European yeah. thing. I'll tell you yes. what, the story behind it is back in World War II, mm-hmm. they decided there, the government then decided, well, we're going to follow the rest of Europe.
That's right.
And ever
yeah,
since,
yeah.
They followed Europe. So Europe turned the clocks back 1 hour. Mm. We just followed the European time.
Yeah, okay. So, yeah, never know. In the future, they might just say, yeah, we're going to keep it as it is. But, yeah, it just means that
So I know today, John, you gave good reviews about this show that you went to. You got the guests coming up at 11, well, about after 11?
Oh, I have, yeah. Are you sure, not my producer? You seem to know what's going on better than I do. It's great.
Do you know what's going on?
So last week I went to see Bodyguard at the New Victoria Theatre, and that was really good. So we gave a review of that. That's moved on to make way for Shrek. So the donkey, Shrek, and the dragon, Cherise Williams, who's not an actual dragon in real life, just to make that clear. She's a lovely lady. We caught up with her, and we'll bring you that interview a bit later.
And don't forget, Puss in Boots.
Yes, of course.
So you got the Sunny Sessions on Wednesday on Radio
yes,
Woking.
We have.
Well,
yes.
Good,
thank
yeah.
you, producer Shay.
Just about producer Shay. That's what you can call me now.
The boss. Yeah. Yes,
the boss.
Yeah. Well, the boss. We're not really the boss, but you know that's the way it is.
The way it is, yeah, that's yeah, good. Yeah, well, that's good. Yeah. It's good that somebody's organised. I'll be like, oh, what have I got on my show yeah. today? I'm just going to ask Shay.
Shay will know the answer because he's a man of many means.
Shay
seems to know. So we've also got the cast from Sunshine on Leaf coming up. That's at the Rona Gore Theatre in Woking this week, later on this week. So the cast are going to come and see us in the studio. So that's going to be good.
When are they going to come? Wednesday?
No, they're coming this morning. Yeah,
oh, this morning,
yeah they're going to be here. They're going to be here in about an hour.
All right,
so you have to stay tuned in, Shay.
I will do, definitely.
Yeah, that's good to know. At least you know we've got one listener this morning. That's good.
Well, not only got one, you've got a whole bunch of listeners.
I have. Well, I did until I started singing in the shower. I'm not so sure now.
Yeah.
So, what's the next week going to be having in store for you then? What are you up to, Shay?
It's not going to be a lot happening now because the weather's going to really sort of change and it's sort of going to, you know, going to start getting dark now. So
yep, it is. You're going to notice that later today. You always feel a bit out of sync when the clocks change. This is going to be dark and miserable and, yeah, love winter. But Christmas around the corner. I did start listening to Christmas songs yesterday to cheer myself up.
Good.
Yeah, Feliz Navidad, one of my favourites, but we'll get onto that in a few weeks' time, maybe, or about a month from now, probably, when we get towards the end of November,
You got all your Christmas jingles ready then, John?
Oh, not yet, I'm not that organised. No. I was hoping you'll have it ready for me, Shay, because you're the producer, apparently.
Apparently?
Oh, yeah, there you go.
You're at it again, apparently.
Yeah, okay. So we're going to play a song. What song are we going to play then, producer Shay?
We're going to play Rick Astley, Never Going to Give You Up, live on Radio Woking. And I would like to say, have a lovely day, everybody, and take care and stay safe.
And why do you like Rick Astley, Never Going to Give You Up? What do you like about that song?
Because it's a great number and it's a great 80s classic.
Yeah, Ashley agrees. Let's get this one on then from Rick Astley. Have a great week, Shay. Try and stay dry and we'll catch up very soon.
Try to. Yeah. I will do.
See you later, Shay.
Good job. Bye.
Bye, Shay. A Shay in Leatherhead. Producer Shay. He knows more about what's going on this show than I do. It's Radio Woking, 10:15 morning.